Okay, Simon Kuf Samach. Hey, Sif Dalid. Continuing in the sugya of Chinuch, the dinam of Chinuch. So, Dover Shein Yisra Mitzad Atzmai. Something that's not also from itself. Ela Shayom Gora. Meaning, sometimes you could have something that's also, let's say, not kosher food or whatever it is. Then you could have things that the day is what causes it. Like what? Ain by, we'll see in a minute. Ain by mitzvah chinuch. There's no mitzvah of chinuch on that. It's mutter to give to a tinek to eat before kiddush. Even though he's chayv to have kiddush, meaning you can have a tinek who's chayv to have kiddush, but you're not mechuyev to tell him not to eat before kiddush. But you're not allowed to give him to eat outside the sukkah. See, it's two different things. Meaning, you're mechuyev to make him have kiddush, and you're mechuyev to make him sit in the sukkah. But you're allowed to let him eat before kiddush, but you're not allowed to let him eat outside the sukkah. Why? So davka be kiddush ukamay iser lav. Kiddush, it's like an iser lav. Sha'asa lechol kaidim kiddush. It's also to eat it before kiddush. B'zak Kyle, that's make lav. Lavar ala say asa teloi. Over on an assay, you can't let him be over on an assay. And if you take it at face value, this is very difficult to understand. What do you mean? What's worse, to be over on a lav or to not do an assay? But here, the eating before kiddush has nothing to do with the mitzvah per se, right? It's just you're not supposed to eat before you make kiddush. But in a sukkah, if you eat outside the sukkah, that's mamish. That is mamish. That's an isser. Right? I mean, it's a bit of a mitzvah saseh, but it lemais, it's doing something wrong. Hey, also leitin latina kafilu who pachas mitesh shanu sheyotzi ezel davar b'shabbos afilu tzarich mitzvah. You're not allowed to give a tinuk to carry outside of an eruv, even if he's less than 9 years old, even if it's a tzarich mitzvah. Consider v'chumash lebeis haknesses u'kedaima. So no giving something to a kid to carry. Vav cotton chagonav ezel davar. If a cotton steals something, imu be'en, if it's still around, let's say he steals a ball. You got to give it back. But if it's not ben, Adam, he's potter from regular laws, meaning having nothing to do with Shemayim, even after he becomes bar mitzvah and he remembers that he stole, he's still over. Ach, let's say Shemayim chayv l'shalom k'sheyagdil, but to be yotze b'day Shemayim, he should pay it back when he goes up. V'cheinim asa shara averus b'katnusay. He does other averus when he's a katan kishu. Habar havana, once he becomes understanding, toshi yikav of eizah dover l'tshuva, it's better that he should be mekabel on himself something l'tshuva. V'azeh nemar gam b'loy das nefesh loy toiv. It says, even without das, it's still not good for the nefesh. So even though he did the averus when he didn't have das, but he should do tshuva on that. Zayin lo ya'ayim alatinek sheyikeo l'achar zman. This is a very interesting halacha here. You should not, how do you say it? You should not intimidate the tinek that you're going to hit him later. Meaning, don't tell him, okay, I'm going to punish you later. Right now, just go, because it's going to be weighing on him. If you see him do something bad, hit him right away, or stay totally quiet. But don't tell him you're going to punish him later. All right? Same thing. I'm assuming that's the same thing that by Bezdin, when Bezdin makes a psak to kill somebody, you take him right out and you don't let him sit around. There's a story with a tinek that ran out of Shiakeo and the father scared him that he's going to hit him. Halachatinek, he said, the tinek went and committed suicide. Our Rabbi said, Ozal Yetzer. Now, this is the part that fascinating thing here indicate, right? Says that the Yetzer hara, right? Tinoik v'isha, child and a woman, te small doicha v'yamin mekarevis. You have to push them away with the left hand, which is the weaker hand, and the yamin, the right hand, should be makarev to bring them close. Right? So basically what you do is you have to know how to deal with children and women and the Sahara, right? But I mean, you see here that the Kitzer is comparing women to children. I mean, the same way the way I understand it is that they're you can't be too hard on can't be too hard on your wife. On the other hand, you can't let them get away with things either, right? So you have to sort of that balancing act is there for your wife and for your child, right? It's, I mean, it's hard to know when a child is. You can see these kids coming crying around camp. You have no idea there's something really wrong or they're just upset, da, 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 right? Same thing with the wife. I think this is the pshat. You don't know if it's something that they, that's, you know, what they call irrational and they still need the chizik, or do you have to be told, like, what you're being, what, you know, what you're doing now is not, it's not, it's going to be okay, et cetera, et cetera. Lo yasam Latina. And you should not scare a tinak with a davar tami, meaning saying, you know, dog's going to come bite you or something like that. K'mayshin hasbara, like we explained before. Ches, midina mutter l'tinak, it's mutter for a baby to be nursed from a goy. If it's possible with the yid, don't allow the akum, because it will be metamtam in the lay, because the goy eats tray for foods and that makes its way into the milk. And it creates a bad vibe. Yisraelis, a nursing woman who's Jewish, for whatever reason, she needs to eat something that's treif. If it's possible during the days that she knows she's taking treif, then you don't. Then she should not nurse it. The chayr does not apply to pills nowadays, which is not even if they have treif in them, because it doesn't taste good. I mean, ikra din, it's mutter to have it. So if it's meikra din, it's mutter to have it. Then the chayr, there's no timtum aleiv, right? Test. Kol av mechuyiv l'lamer es b'nai Torah. Every father is mechuyiv to his son. L'matam oisam es b'neichem l'daber bom. You also have to teach a grandchild. You have to let it be known to your kids and to your grandkids. Notice it doesn't say anything here about teaching your daughters. Yud. Right when the child learns how to talk, teaching the pasuk Torah, tzivalonu Moshe, pasuk Shema Yisrael. You just have to make sure that tinuk is clean, like it doesn't have a dirty diaper or something like that. And you teach him slowly, slowly, psukim, a little psukim, some psukim, until he gets the physical strength to go to school. And then you should rent him a tutor. You talk to Gibchar Melamed, who Yerushimayim, the man Yagdus Satinik Menura Yerushimayim. And he should have Yerushimayim, should inculcate, as they say, in the child. Because Yagi Atinik Lumba Mikra, once the child learns how to read, now you can Lahaskalim at Parshas Vayikra, Shi Parshas HaKarbonas, the minig is to start with Parshas Vayikra, which talks about Karbonas, the Omer of Senuzal, Yavo Tahirim, let the Tar people, the Hanutinik, this Rabbon, yeah, but Tahirim, and they should be Isaac with Tahirim. Yud Aleph HaMelamed Tzarech Leishiv HaMelamed Es HaTinoikas Kol HaYom. HaMelamed has to sit and teach the Tinoikas the entire day, Uksasman HaLayla, and some of the night. They learn Chum Lulmoid HaYom, because they have to learn that there has to be learning during the day and at night. V'lo Yivatel HaTinoikas Klal, and you should not be Mevatel the Tinoikas at all. Meaning, you're not allowed to let them out of school. Right, when does school let out? Puts me Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, B'Soif HaYom. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, at the end of the day. Right? And we're about kids from learning, even to build a Beis HaMikdash. So you see that it's very grave that you have to have learning every day. I have no idea where historically we changed where the kids have off 10 weeks in the summer. Right, and no school on Friday. Well, they have some school on Friday, but half a day on Sundays. I don't know what the that is, but it is what it is. All right, we'll stop over there. Have a fine night.